We at the Northern Dreamers are proud to say that we support Movember. Yes, Movember is the leading charity changing the face of men's health on a global scale, focusing on mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. The charity raises funds to deliver innovative, breakthrough research and support programs that enable men to live happier, healthier and longer lives. Movember is working to encourage men to stay healthy in all areas of their lives, with a focus on men staying socially connected and becoming more open to discussing their health and significant moments in their lives. The charity's vision is to have an everlasting impact on the face of men's health. To donate or learn more, head over now to Movember.com. On this week's episode of The Northern Dreamers, Adam tells us what makes him excited.
Just give me meat, cheese and bread.
I talk about my honeymoon.
I was beaten and bloody on the streets of Venice.
And Dave tells us what he'd put on Adam's gravestone.
Adam choking on a tart. I bet he loved every minute of it.
It's all on this week's episode of The Northern Dreamers Podcast.
Alcohol, gaming, and beers. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect friend. Life accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, mental health. Thus the Northern Dreamers were born, using their own personal experiences and lack of knowledge. Glenn, Callum, Big Dave, Adam, Little Dave, and Omer have dedicated their lives to make you laugh and help your mental health.
Welcome to the Northern Dreamers Podcast, the show where friends get together, have a drink and have a chat. I'm your host, Glenn, and on this week's episode, I have Adam with me. Adam, how are you today?
Hello!
Hey!
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Hey, girlfriend!
Oh yeah, a bit of click. Gotta get a bit of the click in there.
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
Good. So, gotta ask though, dessert of the week. We had one. We got one.
Yeah, well, I did have one, but it was eaten before we came on air. Because, again, sick of waiting on Dave, as per usual.
Yep. That's his response. So, we will ask, not that Dave, but the other Dave, what time is it?
And now it's time for the dessert of the week.
What time was it?
Oh, yeah, what time was it? So, what was the dessert of the week?
It was double-stuffed Oreos, full pack. Oh, just for me.
Filth.
No one else.
Pure filth.
They were all gone.
Did you eat them after a charcuterie board?
Shut up.
They were on the charcuterie board.
They
were wrapped in charcuterie board.
That last charcuterie board picture that you sent us looked like Shrek shit. That does look like Shrek shit. That's a...
For the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, it was a French version of the charcuterie board, and they put gherkins on it. And I agree with Dave. It did look like Shrek shit.
did it at least taste good?
The gherkins, I don't know from.
Good boy.
Don't eat gherkins. Just give me meat, cheese, and bread with some oil. Like, I'm not interested in your gherkins, man.
But yes, on this week's episode as well, I've got Big Dave. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. It's just the fact that he's going, just give me meat, bread, and good. It just sounds like a fucking porno. Because Adam is meeting his gherkin.
No, I don't want the gherkin, that's the problem.
You love the gherkin.
We've got a contender for the name of the podcast already.
What, just give me meat, cheese and a gherkin? I've not even done my intro yet. Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, how are you doing, Dave? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm better now, I've got alcohol.
Oh god!
Why don't I get like beverage of the week? He gets fucking
because
you drink the same shit every time.
Yeah, but at least I'm
Consistent.
I try and vary mine up.
Consistent.
I've almost died for this show.
Yeah, he did.
What do you mean? What?
I almost choked to death on a super dry pecan tart.
It was almost Adam's last show.
That's Adam choking on a tart. I bet he loved every minute of it.
We would have a special video on YouTube with Adam actually choking on it. And the music in the background, I will remember you.
I just love that on his gravestone, choked on a tart.
He died doing what he loved, choking on a tart.
Oh my God, that's great.
Oh God!
Fuck me.
As you are aware, folks, we will say things that other people may find offensive. We don't mean anything by it. It is just a joke amongst friends. This week's episode is also sponsored once again by our good friends at MoBros. Why not go and check them out for all your beard care needs at mobros.co.uk. Have a look at some of their great offers that they've got at the moment and some of the new fantastic shampoos and conditioners. My camera just seems to have disappeared. Just a picture of a cat saying looking for the phone. Thanks. Damn, I'm sort of back.
And he's back.
I don't know if this app's going to work all that well for me, but you know, we'll go just... with it.
Never mind, it's gone. I was going to say, every time your camera comes back on, a little logo appears in the top corner.
It's the app. It's, yeah, what he does.
Speaking of beards, my beard is slightly longer than usual because I've been growing it for about fucking 3 months now. And
it's looking good. It's looking good.
It's like a 24-hour shadow on most people.
Honestly, I have been growing it for months now, and this is as much as I can get out of it. It's bad. God.
See, Omer's beard, he shaves that morning before he comes on the show.
Yeah, but he was literally born with that. He came out of the womb with a beard.
I would kill to have a beard like Omer's.
Oh, God. So, yes, this week, Dave is taking over as host. So, yeah. Dave, take... The last time it was us three, there was an argument, so...
There's always an argument, what you're... Especially when me and him are on it.
So I'm glad I've got an empty house at the moment, so yeah. So Dave, take it away.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do this episode on vacations, places you've been, your favourite holidays... where you're hoping to go after, obviously, you know, things are slowly starting to get back to normal after COVID and that. So where are you hoping to go on your holidays, your first trips?
Well, I've got a slight story to tie into the charcuterie argument that we just had a few minutes ago.
Come on, so, be careful. Like,
Dave's like, oh, here he goes. He's going to be fucking exotic again.
It kind of ties in a little bit because I said, like, obviously, I just want all the meat. Basically, for some reason, right? So when we was in uni, I don't know why you didn't come on this trip, Dave, but we went to New York.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dave, you didn't come on this trip to New York. Not sure why, but you didn't join us. But basically, while we were there, we're in this pizza shop. And whilst I was waiting for my slice of pizza, a real, actual pimp walked in. Right? With the cane and the big coat and everything. And I was like, in awe. I was like, this is...
Sounds like Dave was actually there.
It's amazing. He came to the till, ordered his pizza.
You can't help yourself, can you?
He came to the till, asked for his pizza, right? And he was like, yo, give me a slice. All meat, no potatoes. And I was like, what does that even mean?
I want a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce.
But I was like, what does that mean? I was like, this is the best moment of my life. Like... I was so happy. I was just stood in the corner like, this is amazing. This makes me so happy.
I can die a happy man now.
He just opens his little book and it's like black lingo for dummies. This is ghetto talk for dummies. There's probably a book on that, you know.
I have no idea what it means, but it was amazing. And it made my whole trip.
See, Dave, you're saying he's got like black lingo for dummies. I reckon he opened up like a diary. Dear diary, today I saw a pimp. It was good.
It was a good day.
So what did that have to do with charcuterie board?
Because we said...
It was a pimp who just gave me all the meat. Board.
What, like a pimp's exotic? Oh, he's got a purple suit on. That's quite exotic. Is that it's a very...
it was a very slim tie-in because I said, like, you just give me all the meats. So the guy said the same thing, so I kind of tied it in that way. So fuck you.
Yeah, I'm sticking really with it. That one. That's a bit shit.
I'm sorry, Dave. Should I have a better hook going forward? Yeah?
Well, I thought you were going somewhere with it.
No, it was just a nice little fairy tale story.
I thought you'd probably tie in like the Shrek shit or something like that. Maybe, I don't know, Shrek just walked in or something. But yeah, it would have tied in. But no, a pimp came in and ordered a pizza.
A meaty pizza, right?
A meaty pizza.
He wanted all the meat.
He wanted all meats and no potatoes on his pizza.
Who the fuck puts potato on pizza?
Exactly, that's the fucking point. I don't know what it means.
Did your charcuterie board have potatoes on it?
No.
Then there's no tie-in.
Fuck you, Dave.
Right, anyway, getting back to it. Yeah, holidays. All right, for myself, anyway, one of my favourite holidays. I love going to Italy. Italy's like one of my favourite places to go.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been few places over there, like,
you know what Italy's known for? Charcuterie boards.
Fuck off. I've been there quite a few times. I've never had one. Never heard of it.
You missed out, Dave. You sound to be exotic next time you go.
I'd love a burger and chips, please.
Dave's
with an Italian twist.
Dave's like, I'm gonna branch out. Bring me all the meats. Hold the potatoes.
You want potatoes for that? Bitch, please. Oh, God.
Sorry, Dave. Carry on. I can't help it.
But, I mean, with these, like, favourite holidays, like, what was it? What was the, like, defining factor that made, you know, the holiday great for? I mean, obviously, Adam's already said that a pimp came in and ordered a pizza. That's amazing. Even saying it sounds shit.
I dare you to try and top that. I dare you to try and top it.
It's like I was walking down the street and I saw a dog. He had a crisp. That's about it. That's pretty much how shit that story was.
Hey. I've been listening to Callum too much.
Stories that lead nowhere.
Pretty much.
So a pimp ordering a pizza returned to me, looked at me, went, chicken in a bag.
The pimp story didn't need an ending. It was just a fact that happened on the day.
I like to think that pimp listens to the show.
He does, and he's a massive fan.
And he goes, damn, that was about me. So, Mr. New York Pimp, thank you for being our biggest fan.
But I mean, yeah, for me, I'm like, having like an art background and things like that, like Rome and Italy was always like a big yeah. thing. Like, I always had to go there, you know, and see, well, obviously the museums, the, you know, the old churches and things like that. The architecture is always a massive thing for me, you know, wanting to go and see that. And obviously, when I finally got to go, it didn't disappoint. It was literally amazing. One of my favourite holidays.
You know, yeah.
See the Colosseums and everything. I mean, I do prefer, like, city kind of holidays to just beach holidays.
Well, like the city break sort of thing.
Yeah. Like, going to exploring stuff rather than literally just sitting on my ass on a beach getting a sunburn.
Like, it's going to sound stupid to some people, but I can't, honestly, couldn't think of anything worse than going on a 2-week beach vacation and just sitting on a beach doing nothing.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's nice every now and again, but, you know.
I genuinely
would rather be in work.
Holidays like that, you sort of like, you'll do like 1 or 2 days having that bit of a chill, usually your first 2 days. And then you'll go out and you'll explore and you'll do all different things. I mean, for me, when it comes to beach holidays, it's usually a family holiday. I'll do the chilling by the pool, but after like the second day, you're sort of like, well, we've done this every day. You know, travel is meant to broaden the mind. You know, you're in another country. Why not go and experience their culture and what they do and all the fantastic things that they've got to offer? And you go to like a restaurant or something and you'll order like the most plain thing on the menu, apart from Adam, who was a bit exotic with a charcuterie board. But still, you go somewhere like Spain, you want to try some Spanish food. You know, you go to like France, you want to enjoy the French cuisine. You know, it's completely different to how they make it over here.
To a point, going off what happened in the restaurant the other day.
Oh god, that's the greatest moment of my life.
I like, I'm adventurous to a point. If it has eyes on it still, I will not eat it.
Literally, like, for the viewers. we went to a restaurant like the other week and ordered the prawns. On my recommendation, because they were actually delicious. But, so Adam ordered them as well. They arrived with the head still on. He was just like, the first
one of them had a shit sack still.
Literally, the first thing he said was just, right, why has it got eyes? Why has it got whiskers? Why has it still got a poop sack?
I've never been so disappointed in my life.
You ate the fucking bread that came with it.
It literally ate the bread and scooped up a bit of the soup that was.
I'm never trusting your recommendation.
It looks so
long.
And then he always calls me like unexotic, and I won't try anything, but I at least tried the prawns. And he's just like, sat there with bread and a bit of soup.
I tried the prawns. His prawn and it wasn't worth it.
That prawn looked at me funny and I don't want to eat it.
I'm not eating something that can look at me in the eye as I'm eating it.
As he picks it up, it looks at me and goes,
except for my girlfriend.
Don't eat me, Adam! Don't eat me!
Oh no, it was so funny. Honestly, it was so funny.
Oh, no.
Oh. But, yeah, so go like, on then. I'm going to second you there, Dave, like city breaks all day. Kind of had this talk with my missus all the time. Like, I would much rather go on like 3 or 4 day day trips, like more times in a year than one giant like beach vacation where you just sit around and do nothing. Like, I like to do shorter, like actually packed filled holidays than just going on like a really long break of doing nothing.
I don't get the appeal of it. I literally don't get the appeal of lying on the beach, just getting sunburn and then being in pain for the rest of the fucking half the holiday.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We went to when my brother got married in Rhodes in Greece, and we went there. So like that was like a mixture of two things. That was a beach holiday predominantly, but the island was small enough that we could actually go and explore as well. So there was a lot for us to do. Yeah. So even though we were there for a week, I only spent like a day and a half maybe where we did just chilling around the pool and the beach itself. And then the rest of the time was spent exploring the island.
That's the thing with Greece though, isn't it? You know, it's steeped in history. It's got a fantastic sort of everything about Greece. I love it. I mean, the food's amazing. You know, food is like a big thing on our show. We always talk food. I love Greece. Yeah. One of my all-time favorite, you know, types of dishes is Greek food.
Gyros.
Oh,
mama.
Oh. But no, the history of Greece as well, and you know, their belief in the Greek gods, and you know, you go and see like what
they
you
have
know,
the best gods.
Yeah, they do actually. You know, yeah. Okay.
I mean, Zeus was just like a proper playboy, wasn't he? Just come down and went, I'm having her. Went and had it. You know, that was the thing.
That's how Glenn's trying to live his life.
Throwing lightning bolts up everyone's asses.
But that's, you know, I don't know. It's just something about Greece. I really do love Greece in general. And I've not been for so long and I really want to go back. You know, it's definitely one place I've thoroughly enjoyed going to Greece. I've been all over. But yeah, that's what I have to say about Greece. Not to be confused with Greece the Musical.
Which is also brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the first one is. The second one's a bag of shit.
We don't talk about the second one, Dave. We don't talk about the second one.
But,
oh, dude.
Yeah,
I've lost my train of thought now.
God, Dave, you're meant to be hosting this. It's your episode. Come on, man. Be ready with your next question to ask somebody.
Right, I might have to cut this bit as I'm just trying to think of like somewhere we can go with it.
You see the hamster spinning now. Just in the wheel. Just
that'll be the alcohol. The hamster's dead. Floating in a pool of Budweiser.
What? Okay, I've got a question then. Like, so we talked about like what draws you into places and stuff, but what has been your favourite trip so far? So it could be like a destination, it could be like if you've done a road trip and like the whole experience of it, it could be anything. Like, what has been your favourite holiday so far?
Yeah, let me steal that bit then. So cut it into me asking that question.
You fucking piece of shit.
So you stole his episode and now you're stealing his questions.
Pretty much. Love you, Wade. Love you, Wade.
You know what, right? I need to get you all to sign like a plagiarism form. I'll have to do this for uni all bullshit. Over again.
Right, so I mean, what's your like favorite trips that you've been on, in general? Really, like, it could be in the UK, it could be, you know, abroad. What's your most memorable, you know, trips that you've ever been on?
It's a shit question.
Fuck up! You love my question.
For me, I think, and I was saying this the other day, I think one of my favourite holidays I've been on in the past 5 years, was when we went to Wales, believe it or not. I know it was, because for me, it was the first time it was a guy's holiday, and we've not done a guy's holiday before. And obviously, I know it weren't exotic, it wasn't anywhere absolutely phenomenal, but, it, you know, from that, we had
What was it? Five fat men in a fucking hot tub. That was our holiday.
But that was it. It was funny. You know, we had a laugh. Every day was just booze, hot tub. Yeah. Do with that what you will.
Getting into fights with the owners.
So the listeners know, this was a trip that myself was not invited on.
Well, you weren't part of the
Melbourne Dreamers back
then.
Ignoring viewers, I was.
I wasn't.
Adam's like, I've always been a member. I listened thoroughly to every episode and I enjoyed them all. But no, that for me, I loved it because, you know, even though every day we went out and we did something, I think there was only like one day where we didn't do anything. And that was the day after Stephen had started the fight with the owner of the caravan site. And we just thought, it's best to lay low. Yeah. So what did we do? Buy a shitload of alcohol, sit on the decking in the sun. And I wouldn't mind, though, but what, a week prior to that, I'd been to Spain. And I got more sunburnt in Wales and had more fun in Wales than I did in Spain. I tell you what, that holiday to Wales, fucking loved it.
It was a good trip.
I think it was
a good trip.
Finding that random bar that we were in as well, you know, and it was just, the whole experience was really good and I really enjoyed it.
Well, the thing is as well, like, what makes a great holiday isn't necessarily the destination. It's the company you go with and the experience that you have while you're there.
True.
So even though, like, you're saying, oh, it was only Wales, that doesn't matter because you were with good company and you did stuff that you enjoy doing. So to you, like, that ended up being a great trip.
Exactly. I was there. I'm amazing company.
You're the fucking worst company then.
Bastard.
I know. I had to put up with you for 4 years straight.
Oh, fucking hell.
But there is some amazing places in Wales. Like, I've been a couple of times this year, and like, so, like you say, only Wales, but there's some absolutely beautiful places over there that
definitely.
I didn't even know about until COVID hit, and like, obviously, we had to stay local to the UK.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm surprised actually, like how nice it is.
I mean. Yeah, go on. Sorry, I don't.
So I was going to say, like, I'm torn at the moment for my favorite trip because there's two. So I'm trying to figure out which one is the best one. They're both road trips. So I'm just not totally sure. I think I'm going to have to go with the road trip around America being my favorite holiday. It was around the West Coast. Started in San Francisco. Rented a car from there, drove over to, where the fuck did we go? Yosemite National Park, which the drive from San Francisco to Yosemite, if anyone ever gets the opportunity to do it, make sure you do that drive. It's just, the views are just insane. Was was in Yosemite though, that was a whole different story. as you all know, I'm pretty scared of bugs and anything that crawls or flies or anything like that. So obviously Yosemite is a national park. We decided, you know what? We're going to stay in the park. We're going to stay right in the center of it, right? So we paid for their accommodation, which was essentially just tents, right? These tents were fucking moldy as fuck, right? And not only were they moldy, when we got in, the beds were covered in bugs. I lifted up the blankets and they were just crawling with insects. And I was
disgusting.
Absolutely. There is nothing on this planet that could make me sleep inside this tent. So I slept in my car for the night. Well, I paid about $300 for this fucking thing and I slept in my car for the night because I refused point blank to sleep in it.
Adam, we've got a surprise for you because... as now, like, minor celebrities, you're going to be on this year's season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So, I mean...
Yeah, no.
He just sort of sat there going, I don't know if you're joking or you're serious. What the hell's going on, man? No!
I'd quit within about 0.3 seconds. I'd see the first spider and be like, nope.
I can jump out of the helicopter. I can do all your challenges. But... snakes, spiders, creepy crawlers. Nope.
Yeah, I know, yeah. No, absolutely no.
It does jump out the helicopter without a parachute. So it just crashes into the jungle.
It'd still be better than facing the spiders. So yeah, that was it. In fact, Lucy has a recording of it, so I'll get hold of that and show you at some point of me like freaking out inside the tent. But then we went from there to Lake Tahoe, which is only it was only supposed to be like a 4-hour drive, but because it was when the California wildfires were on, so it ended up being an 8-hour drive because we had to navigate around it, right? Got there, it was fucking Labor Day, so everything was shut. Been driving for 8 hours with no food. I was in a very bad mood. Right. We then got into the accommodation. I passed out, woke up. I'm not joking, like, I know I exaggerate a lot. It was the biggest spider I've ever seen in person in my life, ever. It was black, it was fat, it had the fattest legs you've ever seen in your life. I think it was a tarantula, right? I was absolutely fucking terrified, right? And we got it in the corner, right? And I was on the bed, like, freaking out, looking at it, because I didn't want to take my eyes off it. So I have no pictures because I didn't want to get my phone, because I was petrified it had gone missing. Right? So it was on this cushion, right? And every time I put my head over, it kind of like, it was stood on its legs and it kind of like bobbed down like it was going to attack. Like it was going to, I know they can't jump, but it looked like it was going to jump at me. So I was freaking out. Like we tried like, I don't know why, but Lucy freaks out as well. And she got like glass cleaner and we started spraying around it, hoping that we could create like a barrier that it would then like go between the barrier, you know, like an out the door. But instead what it did was it started to climb up the window, but because we'd been spraying the window to get the spider, it climbed up and slipped and like fell off. And it just made an actual like when it hit the floor. That's when you know it's a weighty boy.
That right. Boy had girth.
Honestly.
Spiders just sat there going, oh no, they found my weakness! Window cleaner!
Oh, mate, honestly. Oh, right. So eventually, Lucy managed to get me a spatula. So I got the door. No, first she opened the door. She was like, if we open the door, it'll go out. I was like, it doesn't know that the door means to go outside. It doesn't go, oh, thank you for opening the door, sir. And just leave.
I've been waiting for it.
Well, I see I'm not wanted here. I shall pack my bags and leave.
So, yeah. So eventually we got the door open and then, like, I got a spatula. I flicked it out. It slid down the decking, right? I'm not joking. It slid across the decking. It span itself, looked at the door, and just bolted back at me. Like it was going to absolutely destroy me.
That's the idea of, like, Adam just lying there mugged by spiders.
Mate, if that would have got back in the house, I'd have been dead. He would have knocked me out. But I also, I was, if I hadn't got that spider out, I'd have slept in my car that night. As
well. It's okay, you can just have the room.
You fucking win.
You can have the whole house. Like,
goes to pay on checkout, going, no, it's all right, the spider had it. He's gonna pay the bill.
Ah, it was. But you'll be happy to know that was the last time we saw any spiders or insects or anything for the rest of the trip.
But he's here tonight on this week's episode.
He comes in like, you.
It's like an episode of This Is Your Life. Spiders are like, no, Adam.
You did this to me. But yeah, so then, like, Lake Tahoe, though, is... It's absolutely, again, it's another amazingly beautiful place. But the surrounding area, when you Google it, you're like, oh my God, this is like dream location. You don't know until you get there. You can't get on the fucking lake because it's all privately owned land. Like you know, the houses that back onto it, they're owned by like millionaires and stuff. So there's like one farty little section that the public can get on. It's like just the worst bit. And it's just full of like stones and stuff. But it was good. We enjoyed it. We bought a massive, massive inflatable unicorn. So there's like footage of me like slapping a unicorn in the lake.
There's another contender for this week's name of the podcast.
I slapped the shit out of a unicorn. I mean, for myself, like one of my favourite road trips was when.
All right, well, there was more, but I'll
oh, there's more. Sorry, I thought that was the end of it.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
I mean, you slap a unicorn. I thought that was the end of the story.
It was a good day. I went to bed happy that night.
I suppose I can't top the unicorn story now for the rest of the trip. So.
Obviously, you should have started with the unicorn story and ended with it. I forgot this show was Adam and Friends.
Well, it fucking would be if you didn't interrupt me all the time.
Oh, fucking hell. No, I mean, one of my favourite, like, trips, like, road trips was a few years ago. I went to Bulgaria. I mean, it's one of them, like, you get there. To be fair, you arrive in Bulgaria and you think it's Afghanistan. It looks like a proper culture shock. It looks rough as fuck. And I mean, It's a long ass drive as well. I mean, you're driving for a good 4 hours until you get to where, like, we were actually staying. The part we were staying in was called Bansko. It's a proper, like, it looks like a proper little picturesque Christmas town, you know, yeah. with like skiing slopes and stuff like that. It's a yeah. proper lovely place, to be honest. A really nice place. Food was amazing. I mean, we went, me and my ex at the time, we went down to one of the restaurants there, and it's like proper old world there. So, like, you sit in the restaurant, some guy comes out, gets you your drinks and everything. And then there's some old woman comes out, like, and she
slaps a unicorn.
Well, no, to be honest, she just came in, like, with some sausages, just threw them on the fire. It's just like, literally, just this old bag just walks out, throws some shit on the fire, and then it goes, here you go, eat it. I mean, don't get me wrong, they were delicious. The sausages were delicious. But it was the fact that they just allowed this old woman to come out of a cage just to throw some sausages on the fire. And then serve it to you. Like she literally looked 109.
Dave sat there waiting for Callum to turn up, going, all right, where is he? Here we go.
But then, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was an amazing holiday. And we went up the skiing slopes as well at one point, and we were going up. It was so fucking foggy. Like, you won't believe how foggy it was. And, like, in Bulgaria, there were... The health and safety, like, is non-existent. I mean, you'd see people, like, you know, hanging out of windows, like, painting and stuff like that, but literally hanging out the windows and stuff like that. Proper mad shit.
Yeah, Barry, hold me legs while I get this bed.
but, like, we were going up a cable car, like, in the middle of thick fog, and it was just getting thicker and thicker, and then all of a sudden the cable car stops, and we were like... What do we do now? Like, there wasn't anything. There wasn't like a help button or anything like that. Or, you know, literally, you're up in the mountains. It was like bloody something from Jurassic Park. You know, and like, I'm stuck in a cable car in the fog. I'm like, I'm bursting for the piss.
Like, did Callum jump out from the fog going,
But I mean, it was like, we were proper shitting ourselves. Like, what do you do? We don't really. I don't speak Bulgarian. The missus at the time, she didn't speak Bulgarian. It was like, what do you do in this situation?
Wouldn't you have been more shocked if she started speaking in Bulgarian and you said to her, what the fuck? You lead a double life?
we were there for a good, I don't know, half an hour, but it felt like 4 hours because we were just, you know, shit, so proper shitting it. I'm like, I'm going to have to, like, open the doors and jump out, even though it's like a fucking...
And jump out? Do you know how high they are? Yeah,
exactly, that's what I mean. It's like, what's my options?
Waiting for
some Bulgarian fella to realise, oh, wait, oh shit, it stopped.
Where's Dave? We put Dave in one of these things. Where is he? How do you know he's called Dave? He looked like a Dave.
He had the aura of a Dave. But yeah, that was. But yeah, eventually, thank God, it started moving again. just when I was just about to take the plunge.
Just do that.
But what would have been better is if, as you jumped out, as you actually jumped, it started moving again. Well, you were just like,
The shit thing was, like, I was right. We were writing, like, help in the window, you know, like, because it was getting so warm and you get the condensation. So we were writing help, and then we realised we wrote it backwards. So it would have been backwards. So it would have just been like pelf or something.
Trying to write that when they speak a foreign language as well, and they're like, what's this mean? What is it?
We're not speaking. Should we write a message for our loved ones? It's like they're not going to read it. Leaving a message all fucking backwards. Send SOS. Yeah, oh, that was one of my, like, most memorable road trips, I suppose.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, all right then. So now we've done, like, memorable and ones we enjoy. What's, like, one you remember about being terrible and, like, not the best? Have you ever had one? Have you ever had one that you like? You regret going on the holiday? You regret going this place?
There were parts of it that I regretted, but the city I was in was amazing, and I just made the best of a bad situation. So I've told you guys before, it's when I went on my honeymoon to Venice. Always wanted to go to Venice. It's one of the, you know, one of the main cities I've always wanted to go to. Unfortunately, I was with the wrong person, you know. It's not great saying that, is it? It's like, oh, it's on honeymoon. I was with the wrong person. I was with my wife at the time, so.
Get it right, Glenn. Still your wife. She's still your wife. Legally, Glenn.
She all she wanted to do was just sort of like sleep and spend time in the hotel. And I'm like, we're in Venice. One of the like greatest cities in the world that I've always wanted to visit. And you want to sit in the bedroom? No. So I remember one day just going out by myself and finding like a Da Vinci Museum. And I spent hours in there looking at all the things that, you know, he created, his sketches and stuff like that. That to me was absolutely amazing. I end up stumbling across this like little pizzeria in the middle of nowhere because I got lost. And I'm panicking and I'm thinking, if I get my phone out, I can open up Google Maps and find my way back to the hotel somehow. Because I ended up down some side.
But I don't want to.
Yeah. I don't want to pay roaming charges. What the hell?
Why would I want to go back to that?
That's so
wait, that's wifey.
But I ended up stumbling across this pizzeria and I'm sat in this pizza place and they're all, no one in there was English at all. And I'm panicking thinking, this is it. This is how I die. I've seen films like this. I'm a strange English man who's going to be taken away and killed somehow. But they came over, they gave me
you
access.
Thought that the pizza place would have contained the mafia, is that what you're trying to say?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's played too much Assassin's Creed, I think, and he was just like...
The only bit of Italian I knew was I am Ezio Auditore da Firenze. It's the only Italian I knew.
He was hoping he'd just go to a pizzeria and then there'd be like some secret tomb underneath.
But no, I got chatting to the couple in there and it was like a family run business and they spoke a little bit of English, you know, and it was I had this conversation with him as best we could. Told me that he'd been there for years, it had been passed on from family member to family member and so forth. And him and his wife were gonna give it to their son when he was old enough, and I was like, oh, this is really cool, you know, it's genuinely really nice. And he was like, I will get my son to take you back to an area that you'll remember. I was like, all right, cool. So I'm following this kid who knows no English whatsoever, and I'm like, because this isn't awkward. I'm following some random Italian kid, and I'm like, and then he pointed at like one place, and I was like, yeah, I know here, thank you. And then he just sort of didn't say anything, just turned and left, and I was like, okay.
He's just like, okay.
he just sort of looked at me and went, just left. All right, cool, thanks.
Then you realise you've been mugged.
I had no money left. I had no phone, no clothes. And
for some reason,
I was no beaten. I was beaten and bloody on the streets of Venice.
Glenn floating down Venice in a gondola, half naked. He's just been mugged. I can see him being like, you know, that, you know, the start of Pirates of the first Pirates of the Caribbean when he arrives and his boat's sinking.
I just turn up to my hotel room.
He just Glenn's sunk and it's just his ass hanging out the water. Like,
just a couple of bubbles, blub blub.
He's like a whale when he farts, all the water comes out like.
But no, like I say, I tried to make the best of a bad situation at the time. And to be fair, I actually really enjoyed Venice. It's one place I would always go back to. I really want to go back, but make sure I'm with the right person this time, I think. go see the strange little boy that, you know, took me home and said, he'll be in charge of the pizzeria now. And I'd be like, remember me? Hi.
If he was like, oh no! Lock the doors. To be honest, I've never I've never been on a trip that I've hated. Like, I've never been unlucky enough to like experienced that. But I do have like some regrets from a trip. Like, we did a road trip around Italy, and like we went to Florence, and I wanted to see the Da Vinci museums and stuff. But we only had a few days, and my partner wanted to do other things, so I didn't get to do that. And the same in Rome, like I didn't get to go in the Vatican. Like, we had to skip that as well. So, like, I have those regrets. Like, I am so annoyed that I didn't do those things whilst I was there.
Yeah.
Especially, the Vatican would have been good, but the Da Vinci Museum is the one that pisses me off the most that I didn't go and see. Like seeing the statue of, like, Michelangelo and stuff like that would have been quite cool.
Yeah, definitely.
The Vatican would have been good, but I know it's supposed to be absolutely rammed with people, so... quite 50-50 with the crowd there. Like, I can kind of deal with not going to that because it means that I didn't have to stand in a huge crowd of people. But so I don't have any like full regrets, to be honest. Italy is where the charcuterie board started. Dave, oh, yeah. Dave,
it always comes back to the charcuterie board, doesn't it?
So I mean, that's your biggest regret in it, is like I went and experienced the charcuterie board in Italy, like.
I don't miss seeing the charcuterie board, believe me.
So, went to Italy, you experienced a charcuterie board, and I got mugged. Two very different stories of going to Italy, yeah.
I loved every minute of when I went to Italy. I didn't get mugged, well, we almost... on a charcuterie board. So.
We almost got mugged.
The little pizzeria obviously... boy come up to you. Like, give me your money!
Because she's obviously, she's absolutely tiny. So what do you know, the people who like try and sell you stuff in the streets, the tactic was basically split me from her and surround her to try and get stuff out of her.
I had one
and
of like,
me. Yeah, so that happened quite a lot when we were there. So I ended up like getting pretty mad towards the end of it and getting quite blunt with everyone like towards the end of the trip.
No, we had something like that similar to happen to us, as we you know where we were in Paris. Me and my girlfriend at the time, we were down there, you know, near the tower, and there were these guys that were doing caricatures, like, and the drawings and stuff like that, like draw you as a cartoon character, and we were like, oh yeah, that'll be a fun, that'll be a laugh. So the guy he was really weird, like he was like trying to pull us away. You could see the police and everything all around. He was just like, oh, just come down here and I'll draw you a picture. We were getting like further and further away from where like the crowds were and stuff like that. He's just like, oh yeah, this is a really nice city, basically down an alley. He's like, I can draw you. So he starts drawing us, and then it was like, it's going to be, I don't know, 10 euro. We were just like, wow, that's really expensive, but go on then. You know, we're in Paris, like, you know, for the first time, why not? And then
10 euro is not that expensive.
No, no, but then he starts going, oh, it's, once he'd finished the drawing, like, we were happy with it, you know, I was like, yeah, that'll do. And then he's like, all right, so it's 10 euro for you and 10 euro for you. It's just like, but it's one picture. And then he's just like, and then he was just asking, oh, where do you live? Where do you live? You know, just, you know, trying to pump you for information and all this lot. He was obviously just going to lead us, like, follow us back to our houses and house and kill us or something. Or rob us.
Smash with a baguette.
Launch my baguette.
Well, with that thing with Lucy, the kind of like, it got to one group, like, kind of pulled her. Surrounded her and like split me off from her and like started putting stuff around her wrist so she couldn't get it off.
Oh god, yeah.
And then like tried to put it on me and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But obviously I couldn't get hers off in time, like before they finished and stuff. And then I was like, I haven't got any money to give you. I don't carry money. I've got a card. Like, it's the 21st century, mate. So obviously they got then
do
they got
take
mad.
Bank transfer.
But then they got mad because I couldn't give them any money. So then they started like going into my pockets and like trying to see what I had in my pockets. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Jesus.
So like obviously that got a little bit heated, like, and ended up managing to stop it. But little did they know, I had a fanny pack underneath my pants that had money in.
Always carrying,
you know, one
a
of those dead trim
in.
Ones. So if he'd have grabbed my dick, he would have found the money. Like,
the that's where the money is.
You found the money. In my fanny pack. Oh, that's brilliant, Abe. Oh, fucking hell.
I'm just getting images of him now. After eating his charcuterie board, open up his fanny pack and pulling out a napkin and going, yes.
Oh, this one's been used.
Always carry your money in a fanny pack, kids. Oh, fucking hell.
So, to bring it on topic and to take a date, I'll ask a question this time because
Dave's still going to steal it. Age.
Yeah.
He'll go, I like that question, I'm having that.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, guys, to carry on the conversation because we went a little bit off topic, what would you say is your dream destination? Like, I'll kick it off, like, so you guys have a bit of time to think. For me, it has to be Japan. That is my absolute dream destination. It's right at the top of the list. Like, I really want to go and experience Japan. Like, I want to see Tokyo. I want to see, like, I've heard it's like being on a completely different world. I just want to experience everything about it. Like, I love Japan. Like, as I've said before, I listen to, sometimes when I'm struggling to sleep, I might put on, like, some of those ASMR videos, and they're always, like, Japanese-type videos. Like, I love their artwork style in Japan. I love the music in Japan. Like, just love everything about it. But not only experience, like, Tokyo, I would also probably, like rent a car and drive around rural Japan as well and try and experience some of that whilst I was there. Just get, like I say, just, I'm quite obsessed with it. I also want to, like, because I've got a tattoo at the moment and I want to kind of like finish the arm off, and I want to keep it like Japanese themed up my arm as well, if possible. So for me, that's the one for me. That's at the top of my list. And one day I will go. One day.
I mean, for me, that, to be honest, I agree with Abe. That is a good one. Like, I would love to go to Japan and places like that. I'd also like to go to, like, Monaco. Like, I'm a big fan of Formula One, me, so I'd like to go to, that's one of the main places where a lot of the, you know, famous races are as well. Like, they've got the Monaco.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Like, if you went to watch the race there.
Exactly. I'd love to go, you know, experience something like that.
I've heard you have to have a shitload of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've all got, like, the bloody yachts and everything. I mean, that is definitely on the bucket list, though. I mean, that, before I die, I definitely want to go to Monaco.
This is where Dave rocks up now and goes, oh, yeah, I'm a baller, though. I've already got the yacht.
I've got the coin. But yeah, that
give me all the meats and hold the potato.
that is definitely a massive thing for me. Like, experience, like you say,
it's also where Iron Man got his suit as well, wasn't it? Like, when he got attacked by,
oh, yeah, it was actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
what's it called?
Whiplash,
yeah,
yeah, but yeah, the East, like you say, Japan, Monaco, they're two major ones I'd love to go to.
Nice.
Go on, Glenn.
Probably New Zealand, to be honest. And it's not even because...
I thought you were going to say, oh, I'd love to go to Oldham.
Well, Dave, I went the other day.
Oldham, home of the pie, isn't it?
Somewhere rubbish, yeah.
No, New Zealand, I've always wanted to go. And it's not even for the whole Lord of the Rings thing. I just think New Zealand is a fantastic country. And it's just, it's got some of the most beautiful scenery I've seen. And definitely want to go.
I know someone who's living over there at the moment. And just everything they post, you're just like, fuck you. This looks amazing. Like,
it's either that or Canada. You know,
I was just about to say Canada's my second on my list of locations.
I'm a winter baby. I love snow. You know, I was born in the winter and all that. Snow is my all time favorite thing. Just watching it snow.
I was born in it, molded by it,
raised in the cold.
Just me going, the cold never bothered me anyway. But no, I'd love...
wiping his ass with a fucking icicle into a chalk eye.
Nice.
No, I'd love to go to Banff, you know, like right at the foot of the Rocky Mountains and just watching it snow from there. I just think it'd be amazing to watch. Yeah. Just to sit one day in a log cabin, hot chocolate, fire on, and watching it snow. That for me.
You need, if you're going to do that, you need a checkered shirt and some blue jeans.
I have all that. I have I have my blue jeans on at the moment. I've got my flannel shirt over there.
A red flannel shirt. Bright blue jeans.
Yeah, you need a dog and an axe as well.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll trim my hair back a bit, grow the beard a bit more. I'm done. There you are. So if anyone in Canada wants to adopt me, I need somewhere to live.
Canada would be amazing. And I know someone who moved to Canada whilst we were back in school.
Yeah.
Obviously following on Instagram and stuff. You should see the house he's got, man. And he paid less than what I paid for my house. And he's got some fucking mansion.
Is it like five times the size of yours?
He had it built himself. He's got a double garage. He's got like five bedrooms. It's fucking massive. And I hate him every day. So
why aren't the Northern Dreamers packing up and moving to Canada then? we'd still be Northern Dreamers.
We'll start a Patreon if people want to fund us to move to Canada.
Yeah. So our Canadian listeners, I know we've got a few of you out there, so help us.
It's the only way I'm getting anywhere in Canada. If someone pays for me to go.
Should we just start pleading poverty? We are so poor.
But yeah, I think I'm probably going to end it there, to be honest. I can't really think of anything else to say.
Yeah. Adam, you got anything else to say? Adam, you got anything else to say before we end?
Well, I've got plenty to say, but I'm not going to.
No. Dave steals it.
I don't want to listen.
Well, I didn't get to finish my whole fucking trip. So, you know.
Finished it with a unicorn.
That wasn't even halfway through the damn thing.
All right. You can't really cut it in now. So getting back to the unicorn, even though Dave's already ended the show.
I didn't get to talk about Vegas or Phoenix or Hollywood.
You can do holidays part two when you come up with a good idea.
What, and do the second part of my trip?
On that podcast, you need to listen to Adam and Friends.
Oh god!
Piece of shit.
We will end it there then. Thank you very much for tuning in. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. You know, leave us reviews. It really does help us. You can leave reviews.
Suggestions as well for further episodes. We need content. We want to know what you guys want us to talk about. We're also considering doing reviews. So if you want to hear us do reviews, let us know.
Exactly.
We probably won't do it because we're lazy, but I mean, it'd be nice to know that that's what
we'll talk about it. You know, we'll discuss it. You know, we'll even put the screenshots up of our like messages to say that we've talked about it. Whether you hear it is a completely different matter.
We'll talk about it in private, not
We'll review it amongst ourselves, unrecorded.
But yes, on that note, he's been your host, he's been Dave, I've been Glenn, and he's been Adam. Catch you next time on the next episode of the Northern Dreamers podcast.
Bye.
See y'all later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.